Okay. What we're doing today, Be'ez Hashem, package Yud Beis, Be'inyan Hafrada Kodem Hamila. So, meaning, that's called probing. Probing. In other words, the way Moilim do today is they have a probe. I have a picture for you. Nothing. Page 25 from the Henry C. Bromberg Bris Mila book. Of Feldheim.
He tried by every capital's name.
Here is a probe, photographically reduced. Page 25. So basically, what the model is going to do is he's going to take this probe, this stick of sorts, and he's going to put it under the orla to try to separate the orpriya, and then of course there are milas on top of that, from the git, from the aver. So this way, if you probe, so then you probe before the bris, so then half the malacha is done already. In other words, you got the thing untouched, and it's not such a big thing to cut. But if you have the thing that's attached to the aver, and it's like the glue, you know, it's like glue, you know, like you got to get it off. That could be. I was speaking to Rav Pinchas Katzenstein this morning, and he was telling me that once his father was doing the. A lot of times now they do it before the bris. You know, they, in other words, they go to the side room. They do it before. This way, it's, you know, they have it ready to go, and then they can't bring the baby in, and then you just have to cut. You know, you don't have to, because once he said his father was, it was so dovok that, and he was, he said Rabbi Shechter was the sandik, and Rabbi Katzenstein Senior was the mohel, and it took like 5 minutes to for the probing, and you know, so like Rabbi Spivak said to me also, a lot of times the Moilin try to probe before, not too much before, because it couldn't, it's like, you know, but a little bit before, so this way it's already separated.
Rabbi Pesach Krohn, does he do it before, or does it take him a long time?
I don't want to speak for other, you know, I don't speak for other people, you know. Okay, so this is the called the Hafrada Kodem Hamila, the probing, and once the probing is done, so then you got a lot. Then you pull the thing, or you used to say, like, especially today, a lot of Moilim do the Mila Priya Vasachas. So then once it's loose already, once you got the stuff that's dovuk to the oil off, so then you just pull and you cut, and it's not so. But the probing, that could you want to make sure that's. So he was telling me that story once, that when his father was doing it b'shas maisa. So I think usually now he does it beforehand. So this way you got it all done from before. Okay, so there's a couple of interesting things regarding probing. So there is a piece in the Shulchan Gavola. I even xeroxed the Shar. Sometimes the new Sefer you get excited about, I xeroxed the Shar blot also. That shows that I was excited to see the Sefer. So that's what my excitement is expressed by xeroxing the Shar blot as well. Yosef Molko.
Oh, I see.
So he has a couple of interesting points. So let's see what he says on page 2. On the left side. Minet avosenu biyadenu b'ir solniki, Salonika, hamolim habikim, shemoilim v'ein tzrichim lefro klal, lo b'yad echad v'lo b'shtayim. In other words, basically, this is one of the early sources of Mil Priya V'Vasachas, was this minhag in Salonika, that they would moil him, and then they don't have to do the Priya, because they cut it off already. I mean, Eitzrichon Lefrov means that there's no exemption from the Priya, but if you did the Mila, and you cut the Priya, so then there's nothing left to do. Lo b'yarecha v'lo b'shtayim. So, but what did they do? So then he describes something, a practice that they did before the Mila. V'hainu she'im nekev ha'orla rochav k'tzas. See, you have the orla going over the gid, right? So, like Rabbi Zimmerman said, it's like a sleeve, right? So, I have a sleeve here, right? So the sleeve is open, right? My hand comes through. So it's the same thing. If you have a sleeve, say, like Rabbi Zimmerman said, this is like the Or HaPriya, this is the shirt, and this is the Or HaMila, like Rabbi Zimmerman was showing us once years ago. So what did they do? They would take the Or HaMila, and then there's the hole. And then there was the Aver. Shim nekev ha'or l'rochav tzas. Dochim ha'or l'mata min ha'atara. So basically, they would roll up the sleeve. L'mata, again, is always confusing. L'mata means l'mala. I mean, because in these svarim, the tip of the gid, that's the top. So we don't usually think of that from the perspective of the tip of the gid. So when you're doing something you're doing something towards the other direction, then you're going lamata. Because the tip of the gid.
I thought that when you say that Torah is on the top of the thing, we call it
lamala. Right, so this is right. The head of the gid is lamala, and anything on the towards the body, that's going lamata. Even though in our perspective we would say, oh, you know, that's going, you know, we would view it. If we would have written this, we would have said l'mala. Yeah. Okay. So he says, so now we're rolling up. We're rolling up the, so there's a hole. So now you could roll it up. And the gid will come through the hole. Right? And then you're rolling up the or milan or priya. Dochim ha'or l'mata min ha'atara, mean upwards, meaning v'atara yotzei derech, and then if you're rolling it up, then the gid is going to come through the hole, because again, like we say, if you compare it like to the shirt is to the or priya and the jacket is to or mila, and then you're rolling it up, and now here's the gid yotzei derech ke'iluhu mol, and then it's ke'ilu mol, but obviously you didn't cut anything. So what's going to happen? It's going to roll back. Right? V'chotchim osa. And then you cut it. We take it from Yad Yotzeh. So in other words, they rolled it up, it rolled back, and then they cut it. So my friend, the Bris Eliyahu, in his sefer, says, it doesn't say 100% beferish in the Shulchan Gavol. Why did they do this? Why did they do this rolling and roll forward? You know, what is it, a game? What are you doing? So he says that he thinks that this was the original type of probing. Instead of using a stick, and in other words, so basically what they wanted to do is they would roll it up. This way it's not dovuk to the gid anymore. And then it'll roll back and it'll be still a little bit loose. And then you'll do it. So he says here, look on page 10. Wait. Let me show you. Page 10? Yeah. Right? Wait, let me show, there was one second. No, take a look on page 9. Take a look on page 9. The paragraph of Kach. The Kach mitu eres hafrod zu b'sefer shulchan gavoa. Doch ki mesa orla bein shtei etzim osav shemargis amol shenifida atar min orla v'chozer lacharov. Hinei avshalon is parsh behedya bil shonus hanal shamatorah hi lafir esa ora priya me'atorah. But even though in the shulchan gavoa, he doesn't say why we're doing this, but poshet shazok havanosav. That it's poshet to him that this was the way that they would probe. In other words, they didn't have this fancy stick, so they were just, it's like rolling your sleeve up, then if you roll your sleeve up, then it rolls back down, but at least now it's not dovuk to the gid. And once it's loose, then you just take it and cut. And then, so two things you see in the Shulchan Gavala, that they used to probe beforehand, but not with a stick, with a thing like we do today. That's the way they would do the Hachana. And then, he would do Milim Priya B'Vasachas. So that was another, you know, for those that claim it's a modern idea to do Milim Priya B'Vasachas, so the Shulchan Gavoa says this was the practice in Salonika to do it this way. So that's number one. Now, there's another sefer I got excited about.
Tell
them all to call back. Like, after one.
Did that make a little split first to do this? It's very hard.
They said it was a big nekiv.
They had a nekiv.
He said the nekiv was a little wider.
Yeah, they had a nekiv. No, I think because it was just...
If it's already wider, they do this. If it's not, they just make it wider.
Yeah.
So it's not really in place of a probe.
Well, it's doing what...
It's only in the scenario where it's wide enough to roll it, but technically they need a probe if it's not wide enough.
Right, but they didn't have a probe then, so this is what they used to do.
Right, but you're saying, you can also do this if it's wide enough.
Yeah, but...
Probe doesn't strike me as a terribly sophisticated instrument.
Right, that's right.
Probably have to one.
Yeah.
You're only probing if you want to do Neil and Priya Babasakis, or...
No. We'll see. So then, there is a sefer Migdal Oz. And there are a lot of different additions to the Migdal Oz. This fellow, Rabbi Rami Cohen, right, and he put out a Migdal Oz. So the Migdal Oz was written by Rabbi Yaakov Emden. So the page 4 is the Sharblot, again, I got excited about the Migdal Oz, so I Zirik's the Sharblot from Rav Yaakov Emden. And then, it's interesting, the way he formulates the Sefer, he has a Brecha El Yona, and then he divides it into Nachal Aleph, Nachal Beis, you know. So he is the one who, one of the early sources of actually speaking about the probe. He says, "V'yesh b'nei Adam sheyesh lehem od kmo machat shel kesef." It's a silver stick of sorts. Gas v'aruch ve'emel ukutz chad b'rosho u'mimashushim ba'or ha'ola derech ha'nekev livchon im hudovak be'bosa ha'gid. In other words, you put it in to see if it's really dovak on the gid. Uva freedom also imamacha talaz. Vehi zehirus ein bo nezek vo tzar kolkach. So this was the, you know, the early idea of what we have today of a probe.
Do most they do it because they want to see it as dovuk or to undovuk?
They want to undovuk it. They want to, things should go smoothly. So it's like Rabbi Pinchas Kansin was telling you that one time, you know, his father, you know, a lot of times it's not so, but one time he had, like, take 5 minutes, and, you know, when people are waiting there for 5 minutes, could be like, yeah, and everyone, you know, they want to eat already, and, you know, 5 minutes for people to sit around is, you know, that's why you know, they haven't done the probing before, so then the whole thing is goes very quickly.
But if you mark it not to do the Bavasachas, you're still going to use the probe for the
Arba. Oh, we're going to talk. Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second. And then he points out the Machzor Vitri. You see, in other words, they won't. Well, the point is, even those that didn't have the official probe, there were different minhagim that people, Moilim, would do to loosen it before they, you know, would do the thing, because this way, you know, then it moves. So you had what Rav Yaakov, the Shulchan Gavoa had, and Rav Yaakov Emin speaks about the probe, and then you have the Machzor Vitri, the Talmud of Rashi, you know, he says, Shmones yimei hamilek shemarchitzim as hakotben memachin lo as haor lo biyad. Page 6. Mivnei shehi misracheches al yidei mir. In other words, another way is just touching it. You know, try to, with your fingers, just see if you could cause it to come off. You know, biyad. In other words, they would put his fingers on the, rub it with his fingers on the orla, and see if that could cause the, you know, priya and the orla to be disjointed from the gid. Because it gets softer, al yidei miyach, v'noch lasos ha-priya. And then it would be easier to do the priya. Right.
In his davuk, no matter what you're doing, fingernail.
Fingernail, right. In other words, they would just cut with their fingernail and just do it back with their fingernail. But here they're doing something.
That's after the meal.
Right, what they do with the. This is.
And you don't need to do this for just the meal. You need to do this for the priya. Meaning the meal or meal.
Right, because the priya is what's davuk to the.
And the or mila is davuk to the or priya, but not that davuk.
Yeah, so that's probably easier, right? The main thing is to detach the priya from the gift. So these were different. Okay, but he said they were doing this for 8 days. Shmonas yimei amilik shemachitzim tzkotzim machim lo sa orla biyah. So they were doing it for, you know, like the Kohen Gadol, you know, 8 days before Yom Kippur they were preparing. Now, in the Sefer Bris Eliyahu on page 11, so he discusses, in other words, it happened to be in Salonika, so they did this type of probing with the, up and down. But is there any connection between the fact that they did Meal Priya Ras Achas and the probing? Or nothing to do one or the other? So he says on page 11, Kanyesh Mokum Litos. There was people could make a mistake to say Yeshihinichu that Tim Yeshli Mona Milachtoch has called or Hapriya Rebehechrochein Lasos Hafrada. Some say that if you don't really want to do the meal of Priya Brasachas, then don't probe. Tafrada Goremis, because Hafrada is going to cause that if you start doing the probing before, that will cause that you're going to be chotech or a priya piyachad in chitach hamila, and yeshir chikul leches v'yachzul chol misha kosev shalachtos of chol or a priya pechrech shu misnagel hafrada. People thought that hafrada was really a way that for the people who were doing mila and priya vasachas to do it, but he's saying that it's not true. Baram ain't enochem. There's an emesh of b'shvil achad. It's true that to be chotech as kol or hapriya, in other words, if you want to be chotechet, in other words, if you want to do meal priya brachas, you definitely have to do that. But what he's saying is that, but if you're not, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to, if you want to do it the other way, that you shouldn't do that. In other words, if you want to do meal priya bas achas, you're definitely going to probe originally. But if you're not going to do meal priya bas achas, doesn't mean that you can't probe. So it's not, it doesn't work both ways. It works that if you're going to do meal priya bas achas, you're definitely going to probe, because then because if it's going to be stuck to the orla, then you're going to cut the ormila, then you don't have the priya to cut also, because it's stuck to, you're not going to cut the aver, you know, face. So to do meal priya bas achas, you have to do the hafrada, you have to do the probe. The emes shebishvil achtoch is called or priya tzarich lahafrid. Uma behipuch ain't shum hechrek she osa hafrada yachtoch is called or priya. Right. In other words, that you don't necessarily have to cut the or a priya if you want to do hafrada. The davar zatoli b'darkas amol beumnas atfisa. It depends how he's going to hold to the tfisa, but. This is 134. Lefamim gav kasher nasa afroda mushlemes shara achachit to kol or a priya b'mkomo. So, in other words, therefore, you don't have to say that if you're opposed to meal priya vas achas, you're opposed to probing, because those things are not habah talia. That's what he's saying. He has a, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, he quotes here on page 12. Ramosha quotes the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden. Atanogim kein rova molim. He says that that's Ramosha writes, that's rova molim, or knowing that, like this Rav Yaakov Emden. He said, al rov nechtak bezerak chelik mi or priyav nishar. Or priya shetarach vasir, and even if you do, even if it comes off, and you quote it a lot of times, you'll still do part of the priya tzipor. Now, yes. No, he did the probe. What we saw is that he was the one who describes the probe.
So what are we quoting? We're saying that Rav Molam did
use this thing of. Use this stick, this thing that I showed you here on page 25, a probe. Right, just I think this is might be the truth of meal priya bas achas, but I think he's saying that it's not halbahat, like he's saying here, it's not halbahat tali. He's saying that minigamolim is to use the probe.
Is the chas adam? Chazal required the tzitzin ha'ma'akven to be cut, but did he also require the chomas adam? He required the chitoch, including the tzitzin ha'ma'akven.
Correct.
Did he require chitoch of the Ora Priya?
No. Only Ora Priya. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, he has here from Rav Yashiv an interesting idea. On page 13. So Rav Yashiv, he had a new reason why he not to use the probe. Rav Yashiv had the original reason here. We're going to have a whole, you know, series of packets about choyla. So that's a very important shaila about what's called choyla and how long do you have to wait. And the whole, this I discussed with Rav Pinchas Katzenstein today, but he says, Ulam matzan shavir b'shem agrishal yashiv shal haisa daito nocha me'ashimish b'kli ha'mafrid mitam chadash. He had a new reason to oppose probes. Right? In other words, you don't give a mila even if he's going to be chola becha me'evarav. V'chiku lachush b'zeh tafilu b'k'ev mu'at mamtina lo t'choshim shemuch l'shasot tigrom shol yizkar b'alachabura shel hamila v'yavod lo yisakana. So So if he has a cave muat or chola brecha mevarav, we push off the bris. V'chein huva din zel halacha b'shach, v'shach v'ez gimel, to mishum tzar v'choli kol shu mashin oso l'mol ad sheyavri, k'day shalo yom lovo l'idei sakana. V'chein kasov hagon, tshuvas hagon, on page 13. D'chol tinok shehu mitztayer, bein machmas choli, bein machmas dover acher, ein molim oso ad sheyavri. Akan loshon imuke Yosef. If you base Yosef, daki Moshe. Akan loshon shach. So this is what Rav Eliashiv was concerned with. I don't think most people are concerned with this, but he was concerned. Ukfiya nir al pi alocha chashash agron shalol lasos hafrod b'chli hamafri kodem hamila zos mechashash yesh b'maisa hafrod mishum tsar ukeiv. So he thought that maybe the probing is going to cause tsar or ke'ev, and therefore that really should require the pushing off the bris.
Let's say, if a tina gets a bruise on his foot, that'll pick up the
yeah. So I don't think most people are.
Push off the bris because the bris causes.
Page 14, third line, page 14. Okay, so it was an extra zahiris that he was afraid that it would cause a petza, and maybe that should be. But he says, "Ka'amur hadeya haravachasi shemol tzorich limodem hafrada." The minhag is that we do probing, we do hafrada. Right, this is from Doros HaKadmonim. This is not, in other words, the concept of Hafrada, we saw, okay, Yaakov Emden speaks about the Kli, but, you know, the Machzer Vitri had it, and then Shulchan Gavon. This is an old practice. It's a makubal practice. Okay, now there are two other interesting things here that with Hafrada. So this is the question that they speak about. Probing on Shabbos. This is the big thing. Probing. I think Rav Shechter said that Rav Gifter Zatzal, whenever he would see a Moyo, so he would bother him. Like, do you probe on Shabbos? Because he thought that probing on Shabbos should be a problem because you're what? You're being Motzi Dam. And right, but maybe in other words, but you're not doing the mitzvah. Then there's maybe you shouldn't probe. Just cut the or mila, and then when you're ready the priya, so do the priya. But not to do this like preparatory step, and it's going to be motzi dam. This is a question whether
it's a kill call, but
without really.
No, it's not about
that. Oh. So this is the question. Is it a psik ratio or not? So this was the So if you look at the footnote on page 18, footnote 153. 153, he says, V'chei shamati mi Rabbi Nochum Diamond Shlita Sheshol Asgon Rav Yosef Sholom Ogdashev Al Shmua She'osir Lassos Afrod B'Shabbos. He heard a rumor that Rav Ogdashev prohibits probing on Shabbos. So what did Rav Ogdashev say back? V'amar Lei Shachen Kein. It's true. The rumor is true. I do answer it. Why? Kein V'shamur Rav Yosef Weisberg, the famous Rav Yosela, who was the moel of Yerushalayim. He would do like 15 milas a day. Someone said to me once, one of the big differences between mila in Eretz Yisrael and mila in America is in Eretz Yisrael, the moel tells you what time the bris is going to be. In America, you tell him, oh, you want to know this? In Eretz Yisrael, he had 15 brises a day. So he's going to tell you when he can come to do your bris. So he's going to tell you when. So Rav Yosela was the moel of Yerushalayim, and he wrote Otzar Bris, and he did like maybe he did more than 15 a day, but he did many bris in it. So he says Omer lo shelo yimale shelo yetze dam. So he told Rav Yashiv that it's always gonna be dam. So therefore, Rav Yashiv said, so if that's the case, then it's Otzar. But then, Kasher Amole Rav Nosson Diamond, but Rav Nochum rather, told Rav Yashiv, Sha'ofen Shehu Osa Afrada, the 95% Me'am Mikrim Lo Yotze Dam, he told him that 95% of his milas, he doesn't have dam, Hiski Mimosha B'kai Gav Neshapir Dami. And one of the Sfarim, I saw it, you know, a lot of it depends how quick you, if you do it slowly, then you know, there's more of a chance that you're not going to have dam. If you do it more bechipazon, you do it quickly, then that could, you know, cause bleeding.
I'm saying this is the same machlekes for Shlomo Zalman and Yashiv. That's like if it causes dam, right? If it causes dam, then it's going to be weak. If it doesn't, and it's also going to be also on Shabbos. If it doesn't cause dam, it's not going to be weak, and it's much on Shabbos. The same.
I don't know if it's harbahar. In other words, I think it's makubal that everyone does probing on Shabbos. I mean, in other words, I don't think people take Rav Yashiv's thing so about that, therefore he's a choyli, and therefore you have to.
No, but Rav Shem is not only argued because his mother told him it's not plain, it doesn't cause
dam. Right.
He says specifically because of that.
Right. Okay, maybe it's connected. Could be. Okay.
Does it say that when you do Kriya, there is dam? There's with the Tzipor.
Right.
It says there is dam. So why do I throw this suddenly no dam?
Well, again, so it depends, as one of the sources says, how aggressive you are. You go slowly. Well, you try to cut. You try. Sometimes you're tearing the Or HaPriya to push it back. So you're tearing with your fingernails. So then there's going to be dam.
Most people do prevention.
What?
Most people do
prevention. Yeah. So I spoke to. So I was on the phone this morning with Pilchus Katzenstein. I wanted to ask him something for a future shiur, so I wanted to make sure I had that. But once I was on the phone with him, I figured I'm going to ask him, you know, so do you do probing on Shabbos? So he said that he has a sort of from Rabbi Glucksman. Rabbi Glucksman was one of the Rabbanim. Breuer's has a couple of Rabbanim. They had, you know, a whole rabbinate. It was, you know, Rabbi Breuer, Rabbi Schraub, Rabbi Gelli, Rabbi Mantel. And then there was a you know, Dayan Posen was a Dayan, and Rabbi Glucksman. They had their other Rabbi Glucksman. I think he learned by the Chazanish. Rabbi Glucksman was one of the Rabbanim. So Rabbi Glucksman told. He said he heard from Rabbi Glucksman that this is all part of the Mila process. All part of the. Which is a Chiddush, because you could say that no, that's not the. You know, this is something that you didn't necessarily have to.
I'm not doing it for other Shabbos. I'm doing it for the meal.
Yeah, but the question is.
The meal is cut out properly. Right. The right way.
Right, but the question is, maybe you have to just do the Shas Meiser. Not this preparatory.
Yeah,
now the other thing is, what I think what you might have said the other day, is when the blood comes out, I mean, maybe it's Melach Hashem Tzricha L'gufa, but still, the Rabbanon, maybe, that's what you say. I mean, because you don't need the dam for the program. You don't need it for anything. So it's not so Pashut. So Pashut is not a Melach HaDaraisa, but it still maybe be a Melach HaDarabon. And so we say, who says it's mutter to do, you know. In other words, maybe this is like Machshirei Mila. Like Machshirei Mila. So you're not allowed to do, Machshirei Mila is not Tovah Shabbat. We don't pass it like Rabbi Elazar the Mila. Rabbi Elazar the Mila says you can carry the knife.
You can do before.
Right.
But this you can't do before.
You can't.
This is like, you need to do it. Meaning, the reason they were doing this for hundreds and hundreds of years is because, I guess, it facilitated a good meal.
Right.
And without doing it, I guess it was a little bit more difficult to get a good meal.
Right, or was it just to also facilitate the speed?
According to Tosfos,
it was for 8 days, I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
According to Tosfos, even if it's just a side service, it's also, even if you don't need the dump.
Yeah. So that was the right. So the question is, right? Do you have a right? Maybe on Shabbos, we have to, not probe. So that's the. There's a tshuva here in the Minchas Yitzchak on page 23. So the Minchas Yitzchak, he has a tshuva, imutar lishtamish b'machad mivel afrid. So he says, v'ani adayti osa lasos came to Shabbos Kodesh. So he says, he thinks that it's also. Dinei af b'chol, heir b'sefer os chayim b'sholom, ha-mashkoz b'sir migal os, Machra Frod, who's the Hirish Embo Nezek the Tsar Kolkach, because of Saver Oshkaim Shalom, Loivindim, Embo Tsar, Machma Shaimba Uka, Tim Kain, Shaor Dovog, Ain Tsar, Bahafroda, Mashkum Saver Nakarim, Kain, Kavin Shokol Tsar, Machma, Shokol of Afrid, and the Vada have a Psych Racial Hotsidam, Akvisha, Dibati, Imamola, Mamunkim, Omru, the Ruba, Osim, Habura, Botsazdam. So, you know, different modelim, different answers, depending, I guess, like the other person said, depending upon how they did it. So he's from the Oyster. But the svara here, that Rabbi Pinchas Katzenstein said to me this morning, was basically what is written here in Henry C. Bromberg on page 26, and the last, look here on the second paragraph. One halachic difficulty with the use of probes is its use on Shabbat. This is from Rabbi Bromberg, Dr. Bromberg's, but Moshe Shapir, I think, knows him, his book. He says, one halachic difficulty with the use of probe is its use on Shabbos and Yontif, since its application to the tender tissue occasionally causes a little bleeding. And drawing blood on Shabbos, except in the actual performance of it itself, is biblically prohibited. So that's not so posh, because he says biblically forbidden, but here it's, you don't need the blood. You're not using the blood, so it could be Enes Rechel Gufa. So he says, so molim of what? No, but even it's a psychratia, but if you don't need the blood, it's a lichel, right? So some molim avoid this problem by doing the probing the day before. But like Rabbi Spivak said to me, if you do it the day before, it's going to cause problems, that it's going to cause
irritation.
Yeah, it's not good. However, this occasionally causes some swelling and may be more difficult to the subsequent meal of the following day. And then maybe you'll make him. Then maybe Rabbi Yashiv's concern of a chayla, make me. Then you try to do But others simply skip the probing altogether on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But another school of thought, and this is what Rabbi Katzenstein told me from Rabbi Glucksman, another school of thought to which I adhere, holds that if the probing is done I mean, he doesn't say exactly the way. He's saying that if the problem is done immediately before the mila, say, well, the infant is on the tzaddik's knees, it then becomes assimilated into the entire procedure, and the priest is therefore permitted. Oh, so he didn't say it exactly this way. He said, you know, everything is part of the process. But it's not, as like Rav Shechter said, the Rav Gifter always would shepherd the moilim. He would always, that was his thing, he would always start up with the moilim. And about the probing on Shabbos. That was his thing, to check on the moil and the probing with Shabbos.
Regardless of what chance
of the he would stop them?
He didn't say he would stop them. I don't know if necessarily he would you know, only be on a meal of Shabbos that he would, you know, but he would check on them. He would check on them.
It seemed that the Malachi and the Matthias had a situation that would make it at least adoption and stop.
Oh, so now is the now we're going to put everything together. I'm going to show you a lavush that Mamish puts everything together that we've seen in a couple of different shiurim in one line. Listen carefully. We learned yesterday whether you can be mechabe two moilim, right? To do one to do the mila, one to do the priya, or chops. Can you mechabe? That's a whole discussion. Because the question is, the only bris I've seen two moilim is when they were twins and they were mechabe two different moilim for
one each.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Yonah Persworski, he was a mechabe. Rav Belsky, Ratzal, and Rabbi Fold, Al Havdil B'chaim Machaim from Queens. Your friend, Rabbi Fold, and Rav Belsky with the two Moilim. You know, once here they had a triple Mila. I had two Talmidim in my shir. One was married for 5 years and didn't have any children. And the brother-in-law was married more recently, and on the same day, the one was married for 5 years, he had twins, and his brother-in-law had a son, so there was a triple bris here, on the same day from the brother, the two, that was a big simcha. So he's saying like this, so his big yisod is that you can't cut more. In other words, say you want to just cut, you know, a little bit, you don't want to cut all the meal in one cut. You'll cut, and then you'll do another cut. So, no, you can't, you try to do it with one cut. He said, right, in other words, you don't say, oh, well, so I'll go back for the tzitz and the matzah. No, first you try to do it, if you didn't, weren't matzliach, then you go back for the tzitz and the matzah. He said, page 22, on the top. Third line. Vayan kilora isi nisarim bezev elo medinas. So we discussed when we write. If you can split up nearly sheim yishum right. The vade hasum shishkel lachto vayolo lachto kol haorl b'vasachas b'lo hashar shum tzitzer makin kim derech kol haumnin lachto b'vasachas fuchotach mitzas haorla v'ashar tzitzer makin vade yisur ka avid b'shogeg. You're supposed to do it with one chituch. If you didn't, so you're a shogeg, so then you could do, you finish it off. But mechatchila, you're not supposed to be marbe cuts. Da'atu hamoil. So now he's going to say something amazing. Da'atu hamoil sherotzu lachtach ha'or lebatma ha'chatichik tana, ha'chatichik tana. Whereas he's a conservative moil. I don't mean it in the... he doesn't want to take small steps.
Small
chaticha ktana k'mokom shayoyochol lachot k'vasachas lo yechayev al kol chabur v'chabur shalosh shalot tzorach pshita shechayev. Because if he's just doing small, then he's a mechayev. That's kill Shabbos to dafka. If you basically try to do the whole thing, you made it. You didn't. You were off a little bit, so then you could do a second cutter. Now look what he's going to say now. This is the line of that is so quoted, very excited. So Mila and Priya, so why do you say the same thing, Mila and Priya? That
is
22, you see?
The
where the arrow is, on the left side. Avogami priya priya shiefsha lushum umon lasos amilo u priya bevasachas. Shal korcha betchil yachtach orl vachachi for harim beis chabur shatorhi to yorosan. He says it's impossible in his mind to do milo priya bevasachas. So therefore, that's why it's mutter to do the mila and then the priya. Because no one ever did such a thing. Because the metzias, he's not saying, like people saying, oh, there's a minog, this, that, you know, like they're all saying. It's just, like Rabbi Tuchman said, there's the metzias. They didn't have the, you know, they didn't, or at least where he was, they didn't have, you know, that, the probing or whatever, they didn't have. So the metzias was they couldn't do it. But he said, inachanami, if you could do it, especially talking about Shabbos for Shteitzach, then dafka, you should dafka do it for Vasachas. Yeah, so he's assuming not like that. He's assuming that. Yeah, so he's saying that. But it's so this spreads a lot of light into this whole discussion. Like I think Rabbi Tuchman made this comment that they it's not that they were against meal pre brachas. They didn't have the, you know, the wherewithal to do it like that.
He's saying it's impossible.
On Shabbos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Not because you know this minhag and this and that. No. Because they couldn't do it. Shal korcha betchila yachtach orl v'chach yifra harein beis chaburis v'atori tirosu. Because he couldn't do it otherwise. Ki hekejam lo l'rishon yachol aso ze'ach ha'zeh afal gav d'shnei chaburis hein mishum t'atori tirlo hachanam yishroim shnei um l'aso ze'ach ha'zeh filu chatchila priya ma'asa acheru. Kei ner li l'aloch l'maisa. So he says that there was just like one of those. So he thinks you could against what we saw in the Yamshel Shlomo. Shlomo says you can't. He said you can, because what's the heter from one oil even to doom the meal and priya? And not to do it to Vasachas. So of course he can't do it, so you have to split it up. So you have to split it up. So Mali, one person, Mali, two people. Against the Yamshel Shlomo that we saw yesterday, that you can't do it that way. But what's fascinating is that he's taking a very interesting stand about meal and priya Vasachas. And he's saying, really, that would be the preferable way. On Shabbos, it would be mechuyev, like you're saying, Mike. It would be mechuyev to do this way. So this they point out, you know, puts you know the whole discussion of the people that say, "Well, meal priya vasachas is a terrible thing," and this he would have been if he was able to, he would have been mechuyev to do it. And he would say it's a chil Shabbos if you don't do it vasachas the levush.
I think the Ramos said if you're the butcher, so the Torah is not curated in that way.
Yeah, but he said right, but it's not.
The Rama and the Mechaber both hold butcher.
No, no.
Mechaber is just a chashash.
It's just a chashash, but. Yeah, but he's saying the whole discussion is because they weren't able to do it the Vasachas. But if you were able to do Vasachas, then for sure it's the Chuya. Then you shouldn't be Marbe. That's what he's saying. And the Mechaber says not to do it two people, because one, you know, one will forget. Chashash. But in Migar Adin, you should do it in one Chaticha, do everything if you can. And it's just only in a case where they weren't able to, which was the norm in his time. So then he permitted, you need a Heter to do it zachazah. Oh, you need a heter to do zachazah. But avada, you should do it vasachas on Shabbos, or else it's chil Shabbos. During the week, okay. Maybe during the week you can make a time that it's a chabur shalom letzorech. You know. But to say that, and therefore you can't do it because it's a veering for the minhag, you see the levush, you know, then that's not even Ola on his das.
So you see that if there'd be a boil that would say, I could only do a rap meal if I do a pro, because then I'm separate, and then since the Chiyagavlas have, he knows how to do it, then that would be Motor on Shabbos, even if it's going to make the Chabura, because the same way that the Chiyagavla, they only knew how to do it Zach or Zeh, so that became Motor. Obviously, he Torah, he Tira, Oven Zeh. So just to. So too, that if there's one mole who says I can only do it properly if I do a probe, so then for him, b'chei agavah hitira
tayar.
Yeah. Because he's not saying that we can only have mole and do it.
I don't know if anyone says they can't do it without a probe. A probe just makes it easier. I don't know if anyone you have to work a little harder, you know.
The Vasakas you can do with Kavrata, what you're
saying? No, I'm saying, just saying that that probing, it just makes things easier. But if there was no, you know, before the Shulchan Gavon, before Rav Yaakov Emden, probably in the old days, they didn't have, there was no probing.
Yeah, but can you do Vavasakas?
Probing is a modern, I mean modern, it already stems back from...
But can you do Vavasakas without it?
No, well,
so then what do you lose by doing probe? Meaning, if I do Milo Priya Zachar,
well, on Shabbos or during the week?
Shabbos. So I do Milo Priya, so I have to do a Chabur with the Milo and then another Chabur with the Priya.
Right.
So there's two Chaburas. Right. If I do Vavasakas, I do a
probe. Oh, so this is right. So you should. So you're right. So you should have said back to Rav Gifter that what are you chaperoning the Moilin? Because this way he can do Vavasakas, but if he's not probing, it won't be up. So that's right. You could have said back to Rav Gifter.
The same two Chaburas.
Right.
Right. So you should have said that back to Rav Gifter. Yeah. No. Right, that's a good thing. Right, so you, right.
The unproving you're doing is after then, and then you're probably doing
that's a good hara. So when someone else is chapering the morals, you could give, you can put in your 2 cents. Yeah, but this is good. I like this lavush because this like sheds light on the whole topic. And we've been talking. This is one line. That's what they point out. The Levush says it all. It's not a. Yeah, no. I don't know if that's true.
Machaber
just says that don't have two people, because if you're going to do one person a meal, one person a priya, so the other guy can forget and it won't get done.
Right.
And then you basically, yeah. Right. And the Ramah is not concerned with that.
Right.
But I don't think that machlok is, people like to make it a fundamental lomdish amount, because people have an atiyah that everything should be lomdish. So, right.
It's
the huya.
Yeah, but
right. Because he doesn't want to split it up. So if you could do it with one.
Yeah, but Vicar, I didn't say you can't.
Right, that's the way they. They don't look in to see that it's only a chachat. They just say. I think everyone holds the chuya. And
why not do with two guys?
With two guys, you could. With Milan and Priya.
Yeah, and it's still the chuya.
Well, what's he saying? Because just like one person is going to make two cuts, one person, yeah. But
even
people,
though one guy doesn't get the mitzvah, but the mitzvah is done.
Yeah, right. I think a lot of people just want to say the lumdus, and they like this lumdus. But okay. But I'm very excited about this lavush. So that's Ilu Basi for this lavush. But this is an important yisod. I love it. Yeah, Rabbi Teleki, he's a big, he likes the lavush. Okay, not everyone, okay, but I like the, Rabbi Teleki convinced me to like the lavush. So I like the lavush. Okay, let me wish everyone a good yontif, and to be a meaningful freilich in Kabbalah Satoira, and Bez Hashem, we'll see each other Monday again, Bishah Toira. Okay. Thank you.